Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Cardenal moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Price and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cardenal scores. There goes Horton trying to get to third. Macek throws to Wirt who tags Horton for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown throws to second for one, and Fuller throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wirt moves to second. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is walked intentionally. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargan bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Fuller scores. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brown moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Cardenal moves to third. Askew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Pat Dobson now pitching. Willie Smith pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matchick hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Cummer pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with ribbon covering, for the out. Horton moves to second. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Matchick is hit by the pitch. Wirt moves to second. Mike Paul now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Jim Price. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Fred Lasher now pitching. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Paul moves to second. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul scores. Cardinal moves to third. Horton moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Matchick strikes out. One out. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Paul now playing first base. Stan Williams now pitching. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Paul now pitching. Lee May now playing first base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Frien moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Frien scores. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.